Stai ascoltando SBS Italian. Scopri altre storie nella tua lingua.
Investire in beni immobili all'estero potrebbe provocare qualche ricaduta negativa sul vostro conto in banca, se trascurerete i rischi del caso. Se invece la procedura viene condotta correttamente, potreste avere una seconda comoda casa o un investimento immobiliare che frutta nella vostra destinazione preferita. Come presidente del gruppo Property Investment Professionals in Australia, Ben Kingsley viene spesso intervistato sugli investimenti all'estero. Kingsley mette in guardia contro questa tendenza a causa di una lunga lista di cose che potrebbero andare storte per gli acquirenti che operano in un territorio sconosciuto.
The main challenges we see are usually around the way in which properties are managed in different countries in terms of property management and professional property management. So I use America as a perfect example where there's no formal regulation around property management. And so in terms of tenancy, possession, moving on, unyielding tenants, those types of things are really, really challenging. And here you are based in Australia and you've got to try and handle all of these events. So it could result in an expensive air ticket to go and sort out the mess.
E a volte i prezzi bassi potrebbero avere sorprendenti costi nascosti.
There are some risks around currency risk. So, you know, a lot of people are attracted when our dollar is really high, that our dollar goes a long way in terms of being able to buy that. But it can also affect you the other way around. So if the dollar was low and you're trying to buy offshore, it's going to cost you more, not only to hold that. It's great to get the foreign income coming in, but then the maintenance, the upkeep of the property and all of that is potentially being paid with the Australian dollar and it could be a little bit lower.
Trovare la persona giusta per occuparsi della casa è un altro ostacolo da superare.
It's okay if you're from a country where that's your original origins and you've got maybe friends and family and professional networks that can help you. But if you don't have those types of things, then ultimately, you know, you're at risk of, you know, what happens if something goes wrong? What are your contingencies to basically look after the property in that respect?
John Tripidakis è un avvocato con sede sia in Australia sia in Grecia. I suoi clienti acquistano principalmente in Grecia per ragioni sentimentali, di svago o come investimento. Tripidakis consiglia di prestare molta attenzione alle differenze nelle legislazioni di altri paesi.
But I would like people to be very cautious and keep in mind Greece and Australia are different territories, different laws, different legal and tax system. So do not think according to the way that we do things in Australia. It's very, very different in Greece.
Tripidakis raccomanda di trovare professionisti qualificati per accertarsi fin dall'inizio delle spese una tantum e annuali e dei modi e della frequenza delle comunicazioni.
It could be different from country to country, but in Greece my main suggestion would be address to professionals. A qualified lawyer, a qualified tax accountant, a reliable and trustworthy real estate agent with whom you have very, very good recommendations. And preferably be professionally insured. Ask him for his professional insurance coverage. No insurance? Well, you should be very cautious with that.
Tripidakis consiglia di contrattare un avvocato per riuscire a navigare nel complicato processo di acquisto di un immobile all'estero.
Many, many considerations here that need to be closely taken care of, starting from the remittance of the money, the opening of the bank account, the taxation issues, the legal issues, the actual issues, even the investigation whether the price is a fair and correct price.
Tutto dovrebbe essere adeguatamente documentato per evitare errori di comunicazione e per assicurarsi che l'agente sia conscio di diritti e doveri.
And if these obligations are not upheld and maintained, you should terminate your relationship as soon as possible and cut the losses.
Ben Kingsley preferisce occuparsi di immobili nel territorio a lui più familiare, l'Australia, e sostiene che gli acquirenti stranieri scelgono spesso di investire in Australia per il suo mercato ben regolamentato, nonostante le nuove tasse, come quella del governo del New South Wales che raddoppia lo stamp duty, ovvero la tassa di bollo per gli investitori esteri dal 4 all'8%, la ghost tax o tassa fantasma per gli immobili sfitti e la rimozione delle esenzioni fiscali sui capital gains, ovvero le plusvalenze per gli acquirenti stranieri.
We have licensed estate agents who need to manage the properties. We have a tenancy and landlord act in every state. So there's set rules and guidelines in terms of coming into this market. And I think a lot of people also like the fact that we have, you know, very stable governance and a stable system with low corruption.
Secondo dati diffusi dalla banca internazionale Credit Suisse, nell'ottobre 2017 i compratori cinesi costituivano ben l'87% degli investimenti immobiliari stranieri nel New South Wales.
Visita sbs.com.au/italian. sbs.com.au/italian.